Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about here on the program today. This from the New York Times, of all things, Gawker Media, which filed for bankruptcy after losing a lawsuit brought by the former professional wrestler Hulk Hogan, has settled the case, bringing to a close a multi-year saga that led to the demise of the company as an independent news organization. The settlement, which court documents indicate is for $31 million, comes less than 8 months after a jury awarded Mr. Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, $140 million in damages in an invasion of privacy case, a lawsuit over Gawker's publication of a video that showed Mr. Bollea having sex with a friend's wife. Gawker will forego its appeal to that judgment. The significant financial pressure and the revelation that Peter Thiel, the billionaire Silicon Valley entrepreneur, was financing the lawsuit and others against the company forced Gawker to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and sell itself through an auction, which Univision won in August with a bid of $135 million. So, Hulk Hogan now $31 million richer. Hulk Hogan's voice has been heard on the WWE Network. And I would say, don't be surprised if by WrestleMania, Hulk Hogan is in fact back in the fold in WWE. But that is the latest from the New York Times. And when we come back, we've got more, including another new WWE television show and so much more. Back in a moment, Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Give us a call toll-free, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Let's stay on topic, everybody, today. Pretty clear what the topics are. Hulk Hogan, his $31 million settlement with Gawker Media. And this from the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. WWE announced that on Wednesday, that 205 Live, an hour-long weekly in-ring series showcasing the cruiserweight division, would be premiering on Tuesday, November 29th at 10 p.m. Eastern. Brian Kendrick, TJ Perkins, Cedric Alexander, Rich Swann, Akira Tozawa, Jack Gallagher, Gran Metalik, Noam Dar, Lince Dorado, the Bollywood Boys, and Ho Ho Loon are advertised as part of the series. Mauro Ranallo and Corey Graves will do commentary for the show. Paul Levesque said 205 Live is a natural progression to showcase the depth of our roster with our world-class talent, such as Brian Kendrick, TJ Perkins, and Rich Swann. At 205 Live will be a must-see program on the WWE Network. Now, that begs the question. Perhaps you can answer this, Mike. This may be a trick question.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it called 205 Live? Why is the SmackDown Cruiserweight WWE Network exclusive show called 205 Live?
Well, it's not going to be live, is it? They're going to probably tape it before.
No, it'll be live.
It will be live? Well,
yeah.
There you go. Because you have a whole live set of branded programming.
Why
on
is it
Tuesday
205 nights. Live?
Because that's the weight limit. When I first heard this,
I get it.
I'm like, what is the tie-in? Like, are they doing something with the University of Alabama? Or like, what is it? Is it a fuller tribute special?
I literally...
It's like, I'm thinking the area code at first.
That's literally what I thought it was.
Yeah. So, no, you know, Carl Stern not called by WWE, which is unfortunate. But, no, it is for the weight limit of 205 pounds and goes with their branded programming on Tuesday nights.
Now, listen, it makes sense to me, but it's still, how many 205-pounders are on this show? Why is Neville not on the 205 Live?
Because he's already an established superstar?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, here's an update from Dave. Hmm. The new show will be live from the SmackDown tapings on Tuesday nights, and Talking Smack will now air at 11 Eastern. So for everybody that loves Talking Smack, now you got to wait another hour for it. And the Cruiserweights, even though they're going to be at the SmackDown tapings, they're still Raw exclusive.
You know what this is? What you're begging for here, though, and it's unfortunate for these guys. Although TV shows are a little bit different than other things, but it's like TNA taping Explosion after you tape 2 or 3 hours worth of stuff. And because of that, I'll put it in reverse for you. It's like when they would tape Super Astros before they would tape Metal or Jacked or whatever the show would be called in your market, and then have Raw or SmackDown. It's the reverse of that. And it doesn't... I'm happy. I guess they got a show. They're not being featured very well on Raw. It was a dumb idea to put them on anyway. Corey Graves and Mauro. There's all these good parts and shiny things that you can talk about with it. But the reality is you are begging for a lot out of your fan base live, and you're begging a lot out of your fan base watching on the network. I know a lot of people will watch on demand, but again, it's just more stuff. Instead of incorporating these guys in a proper and intelligent manner on both of your shows, which could definitely use them.
Well, it's very clear what's going on here. The WWE Network numbers were below expectations. And what is interesting about this to me is that the WWE Network numbers, in theory, based on why they did a brand split and why they added a second pay-per-view every month, they should have been up. And so it's interesting that they added more on the WWE Network. And what they added, by the way, was a live pay-per-view, an extra live pay-per-view with stars every month. And the network numbers were below expectations. And so now they're adding yet another show because that's their business plan. And I've mentioned it before. They're becoming the biggest hardcore wrestling promotion in the world because they're running off the casuals in droves. And if you're a hardcore fan, this is awesome. You get another show. Remember I did that poll here? I was gobsmacked. I ran a poll on this show. And I said, because they'd sent out a survey talking about how WWE fans just couldn't get enough. And I was thinking, what are you talking about? There's so much. Are there really fans out there that can't get enough? They want more? And I did a poll, and believe it or not, of listeners on this show, I can't even remember what it was. It was like 60% or something like that. They, in fact, wanted more. And so for those people that cannot get enough, all they do is sit around all day and they watch 3 hours of Raw on Monday. Now, basically, they're going to get 3 hours of SmackDown on Tuesday, and they're going to get two pay-per-views every month. And on months where there aren't pay-per-views, like November, they're going to get a four-hour pay-per-view. This is great for those people. It's awesome. And those people will pay money for it. But Raw's down again, year to year, for the fourth straight year, because while this business model is great for your high-paying hardcore fans, fewer and fewer casual fans are watching the product, which if they're fine with, great. But we'll see what happens in 2019 or whatever it is when it's time for a new television deal. The chickens may come home to roost in the farm of death.
They probably will.
My favorite saying ever.
Because the stockholders. Now, granted, you know, they don't pay attention very much. I mean, we talked about when they were leading into the network, how inflated everything was. And it's like, it's getting to a point where it's like, if you actually knew what you were doing, buy a lot of this stock and sell it right before they make the announcement, and you'll see what happens. And right before, you know, WrestleMania, and you'll see what happens. This is kind of like the same way. I mean, maybe people won't pay attention to this, but there's a lot of this stuff of how much guys are paying per head or people are paying per head, but the TV ratings are down. The last time around, the only people that were really interested in them are the same people that have always been interested in them, and that's NBC Universal. So they were basically competed against themselves for an overinflated deal that WWE knew they weren't going to get, and just made their stock price and made themselves look foolish, even though they got probably way more than they deserved. But there's all this attention on, you know, how much per person and how much the hardcore fan will pay, but that would make a lot more sense and feel a lot more palatable to me if I was a stockholder, if you were getting some sort of revenue out of adding ads or being able to get anybody for anything, whether it's Gold Bond medicated itch powder. I mean, the people that the general, I mean, anybody that like can advertise on a Judge show or overnight. I mean, get those people to advertise on the network. If it was bringing in some more money, it would make some more sense. But all you really did, even though the cameras are already there, are adding costs because you got another live show that you're airing on the network. It's silly to me. It's just silly.
Well, I don't think there's actually any added cost because you're already doing your satellite uplink for the live SmackDown. You just keep it going for an extra hour.
I guess so, but it seems like a waste of time when you could have had a million and one things already in the can, ready to go because of all of the footage that you have and all the capabilities that you have there. But no, this is about adding live programming. Well, it just doesn't seem to be working in any aspect.
And again, it's working a little bit. People are happy. It's the end of the day. The audience
less
they have,
people than ever, though, are
I
happy.
I know, but they're not targeting those people. I understand. I agree with you. But the point is, if this is their business model, that we're going to be the biggest hardcore wrestling promotion in the world. We're going to target the hardest of the hardcore that will pay, then it's a great idea, and they're making those folks happy.
No, it's a stupid idea because you're a publicly traded company that still has network TV or cable network TV deals and other things that you have to worry about and other aspects of business that you need to continue to grow. So to be so tunnel visioned on one thing is a big, big mistake.
But I disagree because as a stockholder, which I'm not, but if I was, revenue's sky high because the hardcores they're targeting are paying money. A lot of it. It's actually the exact opposite of TNA, where they had hardcores that wouldn't pay any money. At least WWE's got hardcores that'll open their pocketbook.
For now.
Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. And here's a perfect text message here, Mike, as to why all the hardcores are so happy about this. This fella here says, as a non-Raw viewer, I'm all for the new Cruiserweight show, as long as it ultimately lands in a different time slot and Talking Smack continues as is. Listen, everybody.
Wow. So that tells you a lot about the wrestling business, where the guy doesn't want to see the TV show because, and he's upset or is worried about the talking of the, for God's sakes.
I know that Talking Smack, the hardest of the hardcores, think it's the best show of the year, but It's not going back to where it was. I'm sorry. There's a reason that they're airing the SmackDown show in this Talking Smack time slot. Because they're taping 3 hours of SmackDown. They finally figured out, by the way, how to do 3 hours of Raw and 3 hours of SmackDown. You can't air Talking Smack first and make the audience sit there for an hour. And then, at the fourth hour, watch the Cruiserweights. It's never going to happen.
Although, I mean, I guess you'd have to call it 205 live to tape, but to start, I don't know what SmackDown tapes before it. I can't remember what the deal is. But
so you want them to do Talking Smack live while they're taping the Cruiserweight thing?
No. I mean, you could tape the Cruiserweights before SmackDown, which would maybe possibly help fatigue, and if you do it properly, you may be able to spark the crowd leading into what usually is a 10 to 15 minute talking segment. So, I mean, I guess if you wanted to try to get creative that way and then air Talking Smack then afterwards, maybe that's not the worst idea in the world, but it's still just, to me, yes, the hardcores are going to love it. There are going to be people that only watch the Cruiserweights. I'm sure there is, you know, because that's the style they like or whatever it is. And if Tozawa and Grand Metalik happen to be on there that week and not on any of the other shows, well, you know, it's probably a pretty good bet that that's going to be the show to watch. But still, it's just more. It's just more, and it just waters down everything more.
This person says, can someone explain to me what is so awesome about a 50-year-old barely part-timer squashing a guy who is ostensibly part of the future of your company? Yet another example of exactly why the WWE isn't making new stars. Listen, I kind of get it, but don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. They need to build up Goldberg for Brock, and believe me, Rusev will be fine.
Look at it this way, everybody.
Trust me.
It will be better down the line for Rusev because I don't think, unless something happens here, at this point Goldberg will be buried, you know, trillions of feet under the WWE universe, where as part of the Rusev DVD, you know, later on, they'll have this as a high moment for him. And again, Goldberg, you only have a couple weeks. Goldberg was going to be out here this week. Yes, you could have done the thing where he just is randomly in the background spearing geeks out of their boots, you know, randomly throughout the show. But they got a big one out of the way. It's against Rusev, a guy who, you know, there's very few guys you can have an impact with in WWE. And I'm not saying Rusev's a big one, but it obviously riled some people up, so it worked. Next week you got Brock, and then the week after that you have them both. You had no time to screw around with Goldberg. And look, who cares? Rusev, it happened. It's out of the way. Again, you want to talk about hardcore fans. I think they're the only ones who will care about this. Nobody else is going to look down upon it. Now, if Rusev comes out next week and is getting beaten by Curtis Axel, then you got a story. Right now, there's nothing.
Got a screenshot here, which I'm sure will probably be taken down if it's actually up at WWE.com. But the SmackDown Live. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go to WWE.com before I talk about this because, not that I don't trust this person, but let's do some investigation here.
Where are we at here?
Just to be safe.
James Ellsworth getting dragged out of the building.
Who's in the 5-on-5?
Aye.
Let's find it here. I'm going to go to the phones while I look for it. You are on the air. What's going on?
How's it going, everybody? This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
So I see that Hogan got over again, didn't he?
He got over?
$31 million.
Yes,
yeah, $31 million richer. Maybe you can use that. Maybe that's what you can use, buy stock in the WWE and help them out a little bit. But anyway, my question is actually about Survivor Series, and I was looking at what they've got so far, and I see that Dolph Ziggler, and I didn't watch SmackDown Live, but is he facing somebody on Raw for the Intercontinental Championship in this open challenge?
I don't know.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Somebody. They have not determined who that is yet. I guess that's going to be either determined. I would assume it would be this week, so give him another week to build it up.
This says, see who returned to answer Dolph Ziggler's open challenge. So who was it?
Okay, well,
you tell me, Kenny. I haven't watched SmackDown yet. I got to watch it after this show.
I haven't watched SmackDown either. I kind of glanced at the
compelling phone call.
I think it may have been
smokes.
McCart.
Okay, well, I'm going to find out by going to WWE.com, Kenny.
Last night on who took the U.S. challenge last night, it was Curt Hawkins.
Okay. So now he's going to be defending in an open challenge against somebody on Raw?
Who, Dolph? Yes, because Dolph beat up Curt Hawkins very easily and quickly and dispatched him. So that's the open challenge. I thought you meant the open challenge that Dolph had is for somebody on Raw for the IC title.
Wow, sweet. That's a cool brand split. I realize Survivor Series is the combined brand show, but So what happens if somebody on Raw wins? Like, they just take the title to Raw? Does he go to Raw? What's going on?
I don't know, but if that's what you're
most
concerned
about. Took me 2 seconds to ask this question.
Please. Look, at least the Headbangers aren't there.
Okay, I'll just... forget it. All right, though much of the focus of this week's SmackDown was on Survivor Series, that did not stop them from building to their next brand-exclusive pay-per-view. It was announced by Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan on last night's Talking Smack that Dean Ambrose would challenge AJ Styles in a tables, ladders, and chairs match for the WWE World Championship at December's TLC. Get this. Ambrose earned the right to challenge for the title when he defeated Styles on SmackDown with help from an inadvertent assist from James Ellsworth. That match was billed as Ambrose's last opportunity to become the number one contender for the championship. What is it with SmackDown Live and everyone always having to get their last opportunity? That's like their new storyline now.
Well, I was saying that's their new thing to completely beat into the ground.
Do 50 matches and then Dolph gets his final opportunity. Do 50 matches and then Dean Ambrose gets his final opportunity. Well, at least he got it. It says Styles and Ambrose will also be part of SmackDown's men's division team at Survivor Series. They'll be joined by Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, Baron Corbin. The Raw team has one spot remaining. Although, according to this tweet, that spot has been filled. But I got to see it on WWE.com before I talk about this, because otherwise I could be. I don't want to be Rickrolled. Kevin Owens, Chris Jericho, Roman Reigns, and Braun Strowman. TLC is December 4th. Look for it, Mike. Find the graphic that has all of the guys on the...
Are you talking about, the show in Wilkes-Barre?
No, the Survivor Series...
Oh.
There's a graphic on there of the two teams, and the Raw team has five guys, if this graphic really exists. Go up there and
I was looking at other random things. You would not be...
this website is a disaster, shirts. I'll say that. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian. It's Bryce from Peoria.
Hi, Bryce.
Hey, how are you doing? So I got a couple questions. One, I just saw on the internet. I don't know if this is true, but The Undertaker is returning on the Go Home edition of SmackDown.
That was one from
Wolfsburg. About that.
I have not heard that.
Well, I think it was just like, it literally just like happened like maybe like 5 minutes ago.
Oh, 5 minutes ago?
That's one I thought you were having me search for here.
Well, look for it, Mike. See if you find that one too. Mike's on WWE.com duty.
Yes, and by the way, nothing when it comes to Wilkes-Barre about that or any anniversary or anything like that. Just the five faces that they usually have on there, Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles, that sort of thing. So let me get on this Survivor Series deal.
Brian, I just want to know, what do you think the top three matches at WrestleMania are going to be next year? I know we're a long way out, but usually this is like the time where they start setting, and I just want to know your opinion.
I want to thank you very much for the call. Get into that in a second, but I did find the graphic, and the mystery man that was tweeted to me is not in this graphic. So I believe somebody was trying to mess with me.
Ooh, wait, who was the mystery man now that we've debunked it?
Well, the mystery man was Sami Zayn. Appears to be a Photoshop. Or it was up on WWE.com very quickly, and they rapidly replaced it with the correct graphic, but I don't know what happened. Maybe this person who tweeted this to me can send me an explanation.
Hope Baron Corbin
Let me call
survives.
Him out here. Pro Wrestling Unlimited. Where'd you get that screenshot? Did someone send it to you? Because I believe it. I don't believe it. So Undertaker.
I believe that Brian does not believe it.
What did you find about The Undertaker?
Nothing.
Nothing?
There's nothing there, yes. I don't know if this is all Twitter nonsense or not. Now I'm interested in seeing what's in the holiday gift guide. Here for WWE. Look at that. You get a KO, you get a KO scarf. They have those. A bunch of ornaments now for your tree, a Sasha Banks ornament. You get a Macho Man Randy Savage t-shirt as an ornament.
Okay, so the Mohegan Sun, that's the actual Twitter account that broke this news.
Mohegan Sun Arena. I guess
at Mohegan Sun Arena just tweeted breaking news. The Undertaker returns to Wilkes-Barre on November 15th for the 900th episode of SmackDown Live at the Mohegan Sun Arena.
I guess they're not getting worked, but they did.
I don't know why they would make that up.
A worked WWE SmackDown Live Twitter account. See this one? SmackDown Live?
They did. They did do a fake SmackDown
with
Live.
With 1,000 followers.
Wow. I am amazed every time somebody says, hey, so-and-so said this on Twitter, and then I go to the Twitter that is linked, and there's like 8 followers, and it's like, do you not look at the number of followers before you text me?
Really, the answer is no. And when you go, let's see, when you go to the actual Wilkes-Barre site, let's see if you can click on anything where there's more information upon this. And
I'm doing some investigation here. Right now. I'm going to find out if this is true or not.
Well, they see in the event card, The Undertaker, Dean Ambrose, Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt, AJ Styles, and then blah, blah, blah. Card lineup subject to change. If you're interested in the Ringsider package, that's available.
So I do have somewhat of an update today in that I don't know anything about... This isn't really an update. I don't know anything about whether Billy Corgan got his money back. But I do believe that they are going to tape whatever they were going to tape at the Hardy compound. So I presume some people must have gotten paid. Back in a moment with more. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right, General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does it mean?
How about a 5,000 square foot building for under $39,000? Don't pay more than you should without calling General Steel first.
Call 877-93-STEEL today.
And save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-938-7335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 877-93-STEEL.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What's going on with Twitter here?
Yes.
Okay, so first off, Pro Wrestling Unlimited here says... The WWE.com screenshot, I took it this morning, and then WWE pulled and changed it. All right, so if he's telling the truth, that means that this morning they had Sami Zayn listed as the fifth man.
It makes as much sense as anybody to be in that match with who else is in it. I mean, you have the thing with Braun Strowman anyway, and you have guys on the SmackDown side. I mean... You know, whatever you say about them not using Sami Zayn correctly, He's still more fun to watch than, well, Baron Corbin.
And then Bryce here is mad at me. He says, "Yo, Brian, I was spot on with the Undertaker comment. Kind of upsets me how you and Mike are roasting me." Where did Bryce come from? Did you roast him?
I didn't know Bryce sent a text on this. I didn't see one.
Did he tweet you about the Undertaker? He didn't tweet me.
No.
Now listen, Bryce. Can't take this personally. Do you know? Let me see how many people I have on Twitter here. 42,400. I have 42,000 people following me on Twitter. You know how many goofy tweets?
42,400.
Do you know how many goofy tweets I get every day? I can't just believe everything I read on Twitter. I got to follow it up.
Well, maybe this Wild Talk Radio that because they tweeted it to me. Otherwise, I missed it, a tweet, Bryce. So I
yeah. Who was roasting you and where? What are you talking about?
I don't know. This is what deplorables get in the basket. This
Bryce, tweet me back and tell me what's going on here. You better not be confusing me for somebody else. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hello.
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 Hey, hello. How's it going, Brian? How's it going, Mike?
Hey, stand by, caller. I got news.
News.
All right. It looks like
jingle.
It looks like that Undertaker is in fact coming back, and the Mohegan Sun is correct.
There you go.
I believe he is going to be back for that show.
No roasting, just fire. Undertaker's back.
He looks like he's back. There you go. I'll try and give more as we go on, but go ahead, caller. I apologize.
All right, no problem, Brian. No problem, Mike. This is Brendan from Los Angeles, and I just have to ask one thing. What was with the cutting of the segment where Goldberg completely messed up his
Hold on a minute.
Midsection?
Is that really your question? What is up with them editing out him falling down?
No. It's not really my question. I just had to say your opinion on it.
What do you expect him to do? He fell down.
I wonder what it was like, though, for the
hold
first
on, Mike.
Fans.
Hold on, Mike. I want to see what he's asking here. You're wondering why they edited out him falling down and made him look better in the replay? Hello?
Yeah. I mean, to be perfectly honest, why do that when you could just have Rusev fall over?
Look.
What? When you could just have Rusev fall over? Like, what, you want to edit out Goldberg like he vanishes and Rusev just falls down on the mat?
Why not?
Because that's impossible. You can't edit Goldberg out of the TV show for that moment.
Well, you could, CGI and whatnot.
They took the fall out because it looked better when he didn't fall down. Oh, my God. What's your other question?
My other question is, do you not see the fact that not only NXT, but also that they're poaching guys from places like PWG, AWA, places like that?
Yeah, of course. That's the idea.
It's a kind of a flashback deal there to back in the day when they would do that. Yes, it's for you got Hunters of Entity promotion, you got the Florida territory that's gone national, and WWE, no surprise there. Again, it would, let's say we talked about with not Moose, who was it yesterday? Where Matt Riddle. If this was a different era where they actually felt some pressure, I mean, he would probably be under a deal, but they're doing strategic things to kind of poke holes here and there and get good people where they can, because, you know, Grand Metalik isn't going to change the game here in the States or anything like that, I wouldn't think, but it does damage to CMLL. It does damage, especially if he ends up taking his mask off up here. I mean, it's a damaging thing. So they are doing strategic things. The thing I was going to bring up before was, can you imagine? I wonder what it was like for the very first crowd that ever had to experience Vince McMahon or somebody else walking out from the back, stopping a match, or then sending guys back out again to redo a move so they can retape it for later in the show. I wonder what that was like for the first wrestling fans that had a chance to see that.
All right, so Bryce is back. He says, "I called on the phone." That's right. He was the one who brought up the Undertaker news and also the top three matches at Mania next year, which I didn't answer.
Just testing
you. All right,
you.
First off, Bryce, listen to me. Like I said, I got to follow up on these stories. I can't just say, oh, a caller said the Undertaker's coming back, so he's coming back.
Because they will report that as Dave Meltzer somehow said it.
That's right. So what I did after we got talking about it is I searched on Twitter for Undertaker. This is how I started. There's more here, everybody. I searched on Twitter for Undertaker, and what came up was the aforementioned tweet by the Mohegan Sun Arena. So my first thought was, it must be true. This was during the break, right, Mike? This was during the break?
It was indeed.
But then we noted that this tweet by the Mohegan Sun Arena, it says here, The Undertaker returns to Wilkes-Barre on November 15th for the 900th episode of At WWE SmackDown Live. Okay, that's not a real Twitter that it's pointing us to the wrong SmackDown Live page. That raised a red flag.
Yes.
Would it not?
Like people in social media positions who tweet for companies and for people, it's not like they haven't been worked before.
That's right. So I did a further follow-up, and in fact, I've been told that he is coming back on November 15th. They are apparently back talking again, and when he made that appearance at the Cleveland game, in full gimmick, I might add, that was an appearance set up by WWE. So apparently they're on decent terms again.
That was the Cavaliers. I wonder if they're going to have anybody staked out at the World Series tonight for the Indians and the Cubs.
That's right. You
know who they won't have, which would be, of course, CM Punk.
Now, as far as the top three matches at Mania next year, I got no idea. I used to know. Or I used to at least have an idea because they'd come up with a plan 8 months in advance and then change it 50 times, but I haven't heard a thing for this year. I presume it's going to be Charlotte and Bayley. That's like the only thing that I can think of off the top of my head. Oh, probably Roman Reigns going for the world title again.
Yeah, Brock versus TBA. Brock versus X. So you can.
I'm not even going to act like it's going to be Brock versus Shane. I'm going to pretend there's no chance of that ever happening.
Well, whoever,
and maybe it won't.
It's still a main event, so he's going to still be there. And then, which one of your world titles is more important at that point? Who's going to be able to come back by that point? Could you do AJ Styles and Finn Balor? Could you do, you have...
I think Cena will go for his 16th world title at WrestleMania.
You have that? Yeah, I mean, there's a lot there. So it's, when you take out all of the nonsense and all the stupid things that they do, and as painful as it is sometimes to follow those things, that's usually one day that even if it, they usually get it right. Although then again, last year they did something with the Intercontinental title that Brian still hasn't gotten over.
Still haven't gotten over it.
Or the U.S. title, whatever it was.
But you know what? It would appear, since this happens every single year in November, it's hilarious actually if this is what's happening again. But when the Undertaker wrestled Shane McMahon, he walked backstage and he says, "I'm done. I'm retired." And we heard nothing from the guy. We had mysterious pictures popping up here and there of him on crutches. Apparently he'd gotten hip surgery. But now he's returning to television in November. And I would strongly suspect that that means that Undertaker has agreed to work WrestleMania again.
Hey, why not? Why not? I'm sure he hurts like hell for 4 months or whatever it is, and he's got things he likes to do and all that stuff. But then the itch, the everything you get out of it, not the least of which is the money, but, he doesn't need the money at this point. It's about still that one last time of going back out there again. It's a hard thing to shake. So doesn't surprise me at all, doesn't bother me at all, and as long as he doesn't make a fool of himself, if you can keep doing this thing forever, awesome.
Hey, Bryce, I got a match for you. Maybe it'll be The Undertaker versus Braun Strowman.
Well, stop it. What did The Undertaker ever do to you besides give you joy and entertainment for all those years, putting him in there with Braun Strowman? Let's put him in there with Brock in a three-way, too.
Bryce is in a much better mood now. He says, "You guys rock. I've been listening to Brian since I was 13. God, can you imagine listening to me since you were 13? Although, Bryce, I got another question for you. How come in all these tweets, you're tweeting me and Vinny? What does Vinny have to do with anything?
Guess that would be why I wouldn't be getting these, then.
Maybe he thinks that you're at @FO_VVerhi. Even though when you click on that, it goes right to Vinny.
It does.
Man, oh, man. I can't believe that we may actually get hooked on Sonics as they may be coming back to Seattle.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's because I created my own reality.
You definitely have done that.
Yeah. Story of my life, baby. This person here says this person being the Observer, a wrestling website, the one I run. This Monday, October 31st, Raw did 2.59 million viewers, the second lowest number in the last 19 years.
Ooh.
It was Halloween, however.
Yeah.
Listen, Mike, it's all Halloween, okay?
Yes, it is.
I mean,
yes.
For crying out loud, my child is 8 months old. She can't do a thing. I still took her trick-or-treating during Raw. Halloween edition of the show finished just ahead of the September 26th show that drew 2.46 million viewers, went head-to-head with a presidential debate. How ironic. Halloween and the debate took viewers away from Raw.
I tell you what, Raw next week is not going to be helped by the day before the debate. You know, people are going to be... There are a lot of people who are completely on edge for this and are way jacked up. So, yeah, next Monday.
What are they going to be doing? Like lighting candles the day before the election?
There may actually be some people. There may be some people lighting candles, a couple prayer candles, maybe a couple of God knows what else. But yes, still Monday and Tuesday. Look, this whole cycle. Look what not just wrestling, but look what. The rise in the numbers of these political networks and of the cable news networks, it has caused a drop, amongst other things, all the way across the board, wrestling being one of them. Not the only reason why, but it has certainly been one of them. So, yeah, I could see Monday night being a huge day for the cable networks, and bad not only for Raw, but for network shows and for, you know, first-run programming on cable.
Well, anyway here, the number shouldn't be taken as significant or alarming, Dave says. Raw always takes a hit on Halloween night. He had expected a lower number, but they advertised Bill Goldberg being there.
After Goldberg, watching it, it probably should have been.
Goldberg in the first segment. By the way, think about this. A couple of weeks ago, they advertised Goldberg was going to be there, and they ended up doing very well. They lost very few viewers over 3 hours because they held them off until the end. So... instead of learning from that, especially on Halloween, where if you put him at the end of the show, at 11, it's far more likely people will see him than at 8. But no, they put him at the beginning of the show, and so they drop from 2.75 million in the first hour to 2.44 in the third hour.
Dude had somewhere to go.
Lost a half a million, well, that's not half a million, but almost a half million viewers because they put him on at the beginning of the show, which makes no sense.
He had to go.
You didn't have to go.
Works.
Give
you know
me a
that
break.
Works for some of those guys like that.
Give me a break.
Go.
What's Bill Goldberg got to do on a Monday night?
Dinner.
Eat first.
Steak tastes good at the end of the day. Come on, you know that.
Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, there's been a lot of bad news about TNA of late, but at least they got some good news today. The Al Snow Academy. Very proud to announce they are now the official Global Development Center for TNA Impact Wrestling. Yeah.
All right, sure. Good. Good for Al.
Global Development Center.
National dark match opportunities?
I've actually got some good trainers here, including, as I swear to God, it's described here, the main man, the one and only, Doug Williams.
He's very good, isn't he?
He's awesome.
Al Snow's good. I mean, look, there's a lot. Rip Rogers, you know, anybody that Rip wouldn't be a part of this. Obviously, he's got his own thing there, but I'm sure he may travel around and do a seminar or two. But, you know, there's a lot to learn from lots of different guys, whether you like that person's personality or not, whether you like what Al Snow has said about different people or not. There's still probably something to be learned there. And the more trees that you sit under, the better it's probably is for you. So
the good main for him, good man, for the main man, the one and only. Doug Williams. Dude, he should come back and use that as his gimmick. He'd be so over. We're out of here, everybody. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Find us on TuneIn Radio. Search Sports Byline USA and listen live. We also have daily replays, commercial-free at WrestlingObserver.com, as well as thousands of shows. I got two more shows coming up here today for subscribers. Filthy Tom Lawler, Dave Meltzer, a lot of great stuff. Check it out. Thanks, Mike, as always. Folks at Sports Byline USA, we'll talk to you again next time. Our Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.